downtown
This
yesterday?
was 2 days ago or so at Collect Pond Park outside the trial. So this was before the day before the verdict.
Got it.
And what they want to do is they want to clear me out of there so they can stage whatever kind of nonsense the police are staging.
Yeah.
And all these cops already know, get this guy out of here. He knows that Max Azzarello didn't burn himself up. I was yelling at the New York Post photographer who took the picture of Max Azzarello the day before. Remember, Azzarello was the guy who self-immolated, a guy named David Delgado, who appears to be the kingpin of photo assignment for the New York Post. All the photographers hang around this guy, not like they're friends, like he's the guy in charge of giving out photo assignments or something. So what appears to be going on is this guy has established some sort of relationship with the police, where one hand scratches the other. He doesn't go around photographing them, texting and smoking cigarettes and giving them a lot of crap in the way that I do. He takes pictures that makes the cops look good. And I wouldn't be surprised if he gets one that doesn't make them look good. He magically doesn't publish that. So there's this sort of give and take with the cops that grants him access. I was asking him if he was the guy who took the picture of dead Epstein on the gurney. Turns out it wasn't him. But as I said, he does seem to assign photographers, so I think he knows what I'm talking about. When I said to him, Max Azzarello faked that self-immolation, I was shaking his hand, and as I said it, his hand was still in my hand. He turned around and walked away. Isn't that odd? Don't you think any photographer would say, fake? What are you talking about? The guy burned himself up. But he took the picture of Azzarello in the park the Thursday before the Friday. Azzarello, to memory, burned himself up like April 19th or something like that. The picture of him in the park with all his signs, that was taken April 18th. But it was published on the 19th to make you sort of believe that he's in the park that day. And when I called Delgado, or whatever his name is, he said, no, it was taken the day before. So this is a trick. They're trying to trick us.
Surprise, surprise. I mean, it's everything we've been working with here. That it's one of the reasons why that out of shadows concept that they kind of, you know, pre-bunk stuff using Hollywood. And now, as a magician who's been seeing through a lot of this monkey business, I feel like all those magician movies were the setup just in case somebody like me came along.
Maybe.
To make it look ridiculous.
Right.
In other words, it's like, oh, come on. You mean like that movie with the four horsemen and what's his name?
The guy from the Facebook movie. Yeah, right.
Yeah, Jesse Eisenberg is in the movie.
What are those movies called? Abracadabra or something? Hocus Pocus?
What's his face is in it? Woody Harrelson's in it. Woody Harrelson plays some master magician bad guy or something like that. And it's just, you know, it's all corny stuff. And there's a whole bunch of movies where there's, you know, magicians playing.
Now you see me.
There you go. Now you see me. And a whole bunch of movies where the magician is the guy who figures it out. And it's almost like they were making it corny just in case one day, you know, Penn Jillette comes along and says, hey, wait a second. Where the window up at the Mandalay Bay is not broken. You know, and they could say, oh, come on, you know, it's just a magician being a magician. Because it seems like such a weird thing. And yet, every one of these things we've been working with seems to be a form of an illusion. And when it seems like it's done on purpose, like one of the things I talked about with the Vegas shooting was this accidental illusion concept, which is when you look at Mandalay Bay at nighttime, it's a mirror. And you don't really realize it. And if you see something flashing at Mandalay Bay, it might actually be behind you, reflecting off of Mandalay Bay. And that's an accidental illusion. Nobody kind of lined anything up for that to happen. That happened accidentally. But some of this other stuff, you know, certain strains of certain things not being in PCR tests and whatever, and that's not an accident.